was kind of hard to believe that this is it. I mean, after starting the year with so much hope and excitement.
Yeah. I mean, you summed it up right there. It is kind of hard to believe, but this is the NFL. You know, we all don't get to play forever. We all don't get to go into, you know, the playoffs. You know, but it's an unfortunate truth. But you know, to have the team that we have, you know, to have the people fight through the things that they fought through, you know, it's amazing. But it just shows that the future is a lot of upside.
When you talk about that, Jamil, I mean, obviously 22 guys on injury reserve was a huge part of what happened. But how close do you think this team is with the foundation and the core that you have to being a postseason team again?
You know what, man? This is a good team, man. I was sitting down and talking to a few players last night, and I'm like, yo, don't be shocked. Like, this is going to be a run next year. So be prepared. You know, get ready right now because we have all of the dynamics to get where we need to get. And we learned the biggest lesson you could ever learn. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know the year before last, you know, people were in this position and they went through something kind of similar, you know. But now we brought in new players. We have new people that seen this journey and have been through this. And now, you know, we have something to build off. And now people see exactly how you can get better, where not to make the mistake, what we can do to all be better. You know, the faces will change, you know, but the logo will stay the same regardless. So
what impresses you most about Coach Coughlin?
Man, I've said this day in and day out. You know, Coach Coughlin, he's a stand-up man. Like, he's definitely 100% who he is. You know, to come in and be motivated and just bring inspiration to people day in and day out, and to be an honest man. From the moment I met him, he was an honest person, and I respect that. And I love that. I play for that every day because honesty is what this league should be based off of.
I guess there's a couple of reports that he is coming back next year. How pleased do you think this locker room will be to hear that?
It's amazing. I mean, he's a great coach, so why wouldn't everybody be happy to have someone that stands in their corner there with them? And, I mean, this league is crazy, man. Like, to not have your coach in your corner, it's a completely different story when you wake up, you know. So to have Coach Coughlin there for you and to know that he's – going to be there for you next year, it's amazing. So everybody should be pleased.
I'm sorry.
Can
you talk about the growth you've seen in this locker room from, you know, day one to now?
Man, I mean, the growth. Like, it's been amazing growth. And, I mean, when I first came here, you know, people loved the game. They loved it. They loved it. They enjoyed it. You know what I mean? But professionalism probably wasn't at the top of everybody's priority. But as the season went on, I mean, you just see professionals, you know. You see rookies that were in the cold tub every day. You see rookies that understood. You see veterans that did stuff that they didn't do on the normal, you know. So the growth of this team is amazing, and I'm excited to see how next year starts. Not even next year. I'm excited to see the offseason, OTAs. I'm excited to see 100% participation. I'm excited to see all of these people here because they know that the growth is so good that the top is the only thing you can reach.
Jamil, talking about the young guys and their growth, specifically the linebacking core, you guys had Kennard, who really made a big impact. Could you talk a moment about his development and what you think about him going forward as part of your crew?
You know what, man? I think Kennard is a phenomenal player. You know, I think Kennard, he's special. You know, like his professionalism towards the game, you just don't encounter that with rookies. You know, especially coming into the game, you don't encounter that type of player, that type of understanding for the game. You know, it's definitely attributed to who he is, and it's definitely attributed to his father, you know, teaching him all of the things that are necessary for the game, you know. So it's a lot of upside for Kennard. You know, he's a good football player, and he's willing to learn from anybody. So he's good, man. I can't say any more good things about him, and I keep complimenting him, and he keeps telling me the next day, you said this? So forget Kennard.
Are you excited to see what's next? I mean, for yourself personally coming back?
Absolutely, man. I am excited. I am excited. I'm excited to represent the blue, man. I'm excited to be in this uniform and to stand for something bigger than me, like the NFL is every time. It's always something bigger than you. And I'm excited to be a part of this journey that we're going to encounter next year. And so I'm good.
Jamil, do you anticipate that you guys might come back? I know you don't have to be here till mid-April, but do you anticipate you guys will maybe start up a little earlier because of all this excitement?
We're going to start up earlier than April? Isn't that illegal?
Well, I mean on your own.
on our own.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited. We good?
You know, losing brings change. I mean, you sit there and say...
Losing brings change?
Change. I mean, you could have a new defensive coordinator. You could have a new special teams coach. You could have a new coach, period.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you approach the uncertainty?
Man, this game is uncertain altogether, to be honest. You know, you don't know what each week is going to have, you know, but you just prepare yourself. You know, you get better. You try to get better. You try to get better as an individual and focus on the team goals. And, you know, however the team shapes out, hopefully you fit into the plans. But, you know, at the end of the day, you just don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if I'm going to be here. Nobody knows. That's just how this game goes. You don't know if you're going to be asking me the questions next year. That's just how we all work. So, either way, man, it'll be great. And we all know the goal of the organization, ultimately. We know what the organization wants. And, you know, however we fit into that picture, it's how it will work.